The soybean industry is helping to expand markets for U.S. pork, beef, and lamb by partnering with the U.S. Meat Export Federation and its market development activities. Exporting U.S. meat utilizes homegrown corn and soybeans, adding value for American farmers while supporting economic activity on the local level. South Dakota soybean farmer Chad Schooley is a director with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. He shares data from a recent U.S. meat export study, revealing the 2025 economic impact of pork exports for American soybean farmers.
We used almost 100 million bushels of soybeans that was marketed through our pork exports. That's about $1 billion in soybean sales. And if you want to look at it back to South Dakota, that converts to about 5.5 million bushels or $56 million worth of South Dakota soy.
These pork exports contributed roughly 10% of the value of a bushel of soybeans in 2025, adding $1.05 to each bushel of $10 soybeans, reports Schooley. In addition, exports of U.S. pork contribute about $65 to each pork carcass.
About a third of the pork gets exported, and a lot of that is secondary cuts, and that really helps because we don't use a lot of the secondary cuts here.
Schooley notes secondary cuts are the variety meats, such as livers and tongues, with about 9.5 pounds exported from each hog. The soybean checkoff from both South Dakota and the national level enhanced the work of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, helping to fund promotional outreach abroad, enhancing connections with foreign buyers, and supporting nutritional research and livestock feeding trials here at home. Reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff, I'm Pam Geppert.